Hey guys, it's Kathy Conamurio, the Crafty Chica, here with a new installment of the Crafty Chica Show. I have a very special guest today, one of my all-time inspirations, Christina Martinez from Very That. And if you have ever shopped on Etsy for Latinx style stickers for your planner, you probably bought them from Christina. Her fingers probably touched those stickers and gave good energy to you. And she's here in my store today, and we're going to have a chat about all things Etsy, community, doing that entrepreneur lifestyle. Christina, thank you so much for being here. Can you give us a quick rundown of what you do and where you live?
Hi, Kathy. I'm so, so honored, and I feel so privileged to be in your space. First of all, thank you for having me here. Anybody that's listening, you have to come visit her space, because I've seen pictures and video, and it's so much more vibrant and beautiful in person. So thank you for sharing your space.
Thank you.
So my name is Christina. I'm from the south side of San Antonio, Texas. And yeah, I run a small business called Very That, and it's all a love letter to my culture and a love letter to my mom, and honoring the words of my grandmother and their mothers, right? So I take things like dichos that we grew up with, and then I put them on things, like you said, like stickers, and I do tiles, and I do t-shirts and tote bags. Un poquito de todo, but it all really is, like I said, a love letter to my cultura. I'm first generation, and I'm super proud that my parents are immigrants, and so it's just like ways for me to show that love to like where I come from.
That is great. And I think it's so smart the way that you really combined tradition with a popular lifestyle trend, which is planners. Yeah. So you're able to take your passion and wisdom from your elders, like you said, things that you find personally inspiring, and market them in a commercial way to uplift other people. And your personality shines through so much on all of your products. And I know that's why, one of the reasons why you're so successful. You were just saying she's been on Etsy for 2 years. Over 16,000 sales. That is phenomenal. And I wanted to ask, what would you say are your top three tips for selling your items, whether if it's specific to Etsy or just in general? Like, why don't we start with three specific tips for selling on Etsy?
Okay, so for Etsy, I actually had an Etsy shop years and years ago, and I was not successful, and I think I had like three sales, and they all kind of tanked. But I didn't do the research behind it. I didn't really put a lot of intention behind it. So this time around, I took a month to plan my Etsy shop opening, and I pumped it up on Instagram and let people know, you're gonna buy stuff, you know, online now, you're gonna get it, because before I only sold out of San Antonio. So I really took the time. I took YouTube University is what I call it. I researched on YouTube, different blogs, what are the top, you know, ways to get my store seen. And so that was number one, is like I really took the time to research.
So did you literally have like a countdown, like if it was a brick and mortar store, like get ready on this day, the store is opening? That's a great idea.
Yeah, and my following on Instagram was very small at the time, but people were still excited. And I also reached out to my friends and family on Facebook, and I said, hey, please share my page. You know what I mean? Because you never know what that outreach, they're 6 degrees, right? So yeah, I really put a lot of time and thought behind what I wanted to look at, like what I wanted to say. Even though it is the Etsy platform, you can personalize it in some ways, your message, your banner. So I really took the time and intention to do that. And then I thought about the products that I was going to post.
So tip number two, the products.
Right. I didn't want to post, I wanted to fill up at least one full page. And the goal was to fill up two pages, because one of the things that I read was like, Etsy buyers want to see diversity. They want to have options. They want to have more than just 6 items. Now, if your product is very niche and it's like handmade and like really, of course, you know, you're going to have a smaller amount, but that's what your audience knows. Mm-hmm. I think my audience like really wanted that like diversity and like different options. Mm-hmm. So I took a lot of time really thinking through, what do I want to sell and how can I fill up this store, right? My local shows, my pop-up shop, it's a very, very full booth. So I wanted that to come to the online presence too. So that's what I did, is like, let me get a lot of products ready, 5 of each, 10 of each, however many of each, and then launch it. It wasn't crazy at first. Now I think I have like 6 pages or something, right? But the first, you know, the first opening was like 1.5 pages. That was hard, but I do think that it paid off. Yeah. It kept people clicking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's tip number two. Uh-huh. And then tip number three, and I think everybody will tell you this, is like, I took so much time taking great photos. Mm-hmm. So the photos that I use, I also use for Instagram. I also use for Facebook. I use for my website. So sure, it took me a couple of days to take great quality photos of all of my products, but now I have this catalog of photos that I can use across my social media.
Great idea.
Yeah, so it was, you know, time consuming, and I had to learn those photography tips and that lighting. I don't have a background in photography, but I did learn enough. Mm-hmm. And I bought like a little, one of those little like pop-up tents, you know, with the lights. And it was a little bit of an investment, but you can get them for like $25 yeah. now. And it really, really helped. And it pushed me outside of my comfort zone. And I said, okay, how do I get the best quality photos? Because that's what people want to see. Yeah. Yeah, so photos.
And so with 16,000 orders, you obviously had to scale up your business. And you were talking about earlier how you have 3 employees now. How did you transition to that? And what kind of jobs did you give up that you were doing? How did you make that transition and letting go of doing all of those things?
I think it might have been you that shared this, that somebody taught you that when you have a small business or a business or whatever, that you should make a list. I think it was you, right, that told me, make a list of all of the things that you love about your business. And then make a list of all of the things that maybe you don't love anymore. Mm-hmm. Packaging was so much fun for me at first because it's fun. It's yeah. like wrapping up a gift.
Yes.
After the first 1,000 times, and then after the first 8,000 times, it really became like a mundane process. And, you know, I'm grateful that my store has grown, but I knew that I needed to give that up because it wasn't feeding my creativity. Mm-hmm. And in order for me to keep people interested, I have to pump out new products, right?
Yeah.
So I thought about everything that I love, and that's design. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where my heart is. That's yeah. design, and that's photography, and that is, and I don't mean product photography, I mean like a photo shoot of a concha, right? Yeah. So I really kind of prioritize what I love to do, and then the rest, I'm like, who can I find? And I put it out into the universe. I really need somebody that's great at packaging and customer service.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody that understands my voice and somebody that will know what to ask and when, mm-hmm. but will also be like self-driven.
Yeah.
And those people have come. And it's, you know, actually the woman that helps me with my shipping, she's one of my best friends that I've known for almost 20 years. And she didn't want a full-time job. She was looking for something fun to do. I didn't have a huge budget. It fit perfectly. It fit perfectly. And now what I do is like I write little notes on my thing, you know, little thank you notes on the Etsy orders. I do package some of them, yeah. but really that's her job. And she does it way better than I ever did.
Great. Yeah. And what do you do, like, say, for example, whether if it's vending or with Etsy, when you have items that don't sell, like in the design world for products, we call them our ugly babies. Like, we love them, but nobody wants them. Like, do you eventually take them off of your Etsy store? What do you do with extra stock? What do you do with those?
Unfortunately, I have ugly babies, you know, and it's heartbreaking, but it's business. So I really try to like take off the like creative hat and put on the business hat. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to sit on inventory.
Right.
I never want to sit on inventory because that's revenue.
Right.
So I've done clearance sales. Mm-hmm. I've done giveaways. And it's so interesting because when you mark it down a little bit, all of a sudden it sells
yeah.
out. You know, it's like those like little marketing tools that Target uses, that everybody uses. So I've taken stuff out of inventory, or actually, also thought about the color choices. Like I had one tote bag that the saying was great. People loved the saying, but I think that the color options that I went with weren't the best. Mm-hmm. And so I took that same design and I flipped the colors, and then it did well. So the one that didn't do well, I did kind of get rid of.
And how do you stay on track with your business? Do you plan like a year ahead or 6 months ahead or 3 months ahead? How do you set your goals?
Okay, well, in an ideal world, I would definitely do all of that. Uh-huh. It doesn't always happen that well, but I do try to plan seasonally. So, like, right now I'm planning for the fall because mm-hmm. that is one of, like, as vendors, as makers, our busiest season. So I'm, like, thinking, what do I need to order now? The inventory thing. I want to get to the point where I'm planning a year in advance and kind of have a map of my year. Mm-hmm. With vending, because that is a huge part of my business, sometimes things just pop up, right? Yeah. So I'll be scrambling to make extra inventory. My business is changing to where I will be able to do that planning eventually, and it is kind of there, mm-hmm. but right now I plan like a season in advance, if that makes sense, yeah. you know? So yeah, I want to, and I plan to, but right now I think my business is still a little, it's a toddler, yeah. you know? And so I'm like getting it ready for like
I think school. It's beyond a toddler. I think it's like going strong, like eighth grade, oh, yeah. high school, or, you know, president of student council. It's doing great. It's like, I can see so much happening with your line and growing into a, you know, a big, even bigger national brand. And I would love to see your line, like, you know, in a Target or, you know, some kind of cool store to where we can say, I had her first set of stickers way back then. And I don't mean like seventh grade. I mean, you said toddler. I'm like, no, you're beyond a toddler, way beyond seventh grade too. I don't mean it like that. But you know what I mean? Like you're, it's like, really matured in an elegant, graceful, beautiful, fun way. You should be so proud of, you know, I just have loved watching your business grow. And what would you say is your top tip for someone who says, you know what, I want to start a business, but I don't know, I kind of have this idea. What would you tell them?
First of all, follow that like little feeling in the back of your neck, and when you get goosebumps about what you're working on, follow that, because that's passion speaking to you. You know, when you get the mm-hmm. butterflies in your stomach and it's for yourself, for your work, follow that, because you cannot buy that. You can't bottle it up. It's just all natural. So follow it. It doesn't have to be huge at first. So she just turned 5 technically, but she's been around for much longer than 5, you know, technical years. I started small, and then something like hit. And then that led me to do even more. So number one, follow that feeling, because not everybody gets it.
And can you share one example of maybe a tough lesson you learned? I think this is so important to share the bad as well as the good, because people see our businesses and think, oh my gosh, they have it together, they know what they're doing. But we have skinned knees too. Like we have like scars and things that went wrong, but we still kept going. Can you share an example of a time that really tested you and you broke through that to go on to do these awesome things?
Yeah, there's a few things that ran through my mind when you asked that, but the one thing that came first and hardest was there was a woman in my city that started making the exact same thing that I make and the exact same setup.
Oh my gosh.
I had been around for a few years since then, but she, you know, there's one specific thing that I make that everybody in San Antonio recognizes now,
yes.
If they know that world. And she kind of just copied my whole setup, my whole style, the dichos that I use, the images. It was a copy and paste. It was so hard, Kathy. I was actually on the way to a Santa Cecilia show when my friend messaged me this image that she found on Instagram. And she's like, hey, this person is in San Antonio. I lost it, because not only was it somebody that was like copying to a T, not just style,
yeah.
it was exactly my product. It was somebody in my own city, and I have so much love for my city. So that really tested me. I mean, I was like really like, do I need to do this anymore? Is everybody gonna do this? But the community, not only in San Antonio, but online, came through for me. And I had to actually ask people like, hey, don't message this person. They're going to go away on their own.
Yeah.
And that's happened so many times since, where somebody kind of copies, you know,
yeah.
your work. They eventually go away is mm-hmm. what I've learned. They don't have the passion. It's
yeah.
not organic. It doesn't come from a genuine place.
Yeah, because they can take one idea, but how do you keep on coming up
right.
with new things?
Right.
Like that is talent and creativity to keep it going.
And that's also your soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I look around your studio, I see you. I could look at this plate and not, I know that Patrick didn't make that. And like your studio mate didn't make that. Like I know that that's you, because that's your style. It's a very, very unique.
Oh, thank you.
It's your style, and nobody can copy that. I mean, they can try, and I'm sure you've had instances where they have, but that genuine love and soul, it cannot be copied. So that was one of the hardest things that I've ever been through in life and in business. But those people eventually go away, mm-hmm. and then they find, hopefully, their own thing yeah. to do. Because, you know, she was a creative person, and yeah. I wish her all the luck. I really do. Mm-hmm. And a part of me even has love for her, right? It was hard mm-hmm. to get here, but, you know, find your thing, and it'll grow, and it'll yeah. blow up if it's genuine, you know?
Being confident in yourself. Mm-hmm. That is so good. Thank you so much. So where can we find you? Tell us all of your handles.
Okay, so you can find me at Very That Everywhere. That's V-E-R-Y-T-H-A-T. It kind of means like I do, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I'm on Instagram. That's my favorite platform, but I'm also on Twitter and on Facebook. I'm on Snapchat, which I don't use very often. Instagram is really my jam. That's like where I really mm-hmm. love to...
Check out her daily vlogs on her stories. They're awesome.
Thank you so much. But yeah, that's where you can find me. And I look forward to meeting anybody that finds me through Kathy. And I'm so, like I said, I feel so lucky to be here and honored to share this space and this like platica with you.
Oh, thank you so much for being a guest on the Crafty Chica Show. Your words are just gems. They're sparkly gems of wisdom and love. And thank you so much. You guys, thank you for listening to this podcast. Make sure to give it a like, share it with your friends, leave a comment, visit Very That, and check out craftychica.com for all kinds of craft ideas. Thank you so much, and checking out. Bye.